Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It would be nice if Ochai was a 3, okay? It would be nice if he had as much upside as, or perceived upside, as Malachi Branham and AJ Griffin, some of the guys that they passed with the 14th pick. But the more and more you think about it with this Cavs roster and the makeup of it and where they're trying to go this year, coming off the season that they had last year. This was a 44-win team last year. This is a team that went to the play-in tournament. They're not a finished product. They need more help. They need more pieces. They've got decisions to make. But they need more adults. At the very least, Ochai is an adult.
Yes, 116 he's not games 19 years old.
Right. 116 games in college. Played in some really, really, really important games throughout his time at Kansas. Played in the NCAA tournament. So, to me, I get why people wanted Malachi or Dalen Terry or AJ Griffin. But I just think we kind of have to reprogram ourselves based on what the Cavs have now accomplished and where they're trying to get to. Because I think too many people are looking at the Cavs as if they're in the early stages of this rebuild. And I don't think they are. I mean, if we're being honest, where do they rank in the Eastern Conference coming into this year? There's a lot of uncertainty with some teams.
Tons of uncertainty, for sure. I was talking with you before the show, and I said, like, okay, maybe I'm a little optimistic, maybe a little bit too optimistic. But I think they could be like a 5 or 6 seed. Okay. Right now, they're probably like 8.
Yeah.
But I think it can be improved.
Right. So.
So yeah, I mean, I think they're a playoff team going into this year.
Teams that are in that range, 5, 6 in their respective conference, they usually don't draft 14th overall. They usually draft between like 18 and 22 ish or something like that. And teams that are usually drafting between 18 and 22-ish that have these aspirations of being a playoff team, they don't usually, I mean, if they also have needs on the roster, and the Cavs clearly had a need for shooting and a two-way wing, they don't usually take guys like Malachi Branham. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they want guys who can help them for the most part. So I have no problem with the direction that the Cavs went. Nor do I think them going that direction, more of a ready-made guy, more of a plug-and-play guy, nor do I think that means that they feel like they're a finished product and they're not going to go out this offseason and try and improve the roster and try and find other pieces either in free agency or via trade.
Right.
But I liked the pick of Obasi. I was on board with it.
Was there a player that you wanted more at 14 that was available?
No. Usman Jang, I thought, would have been really, really intriguing at number 14. But look, he went 3 picks in front of the Cavs, and Oklahoma City gave up 3 first-round picks to get him. As much as the Cavs liked Usman Jang, as much as I liked Usman Jang, you're not giving up 3 first-round picks to get him
right. In
this kind of situation that the Cavs are in. I mean, come on now. They don't have that flexibility. They don't have that luxury. Oklahoma City can do that. Oklahoma City is far away from contention.
Right.
They can think of pie in the sky scenarios. They can think of upside, right?
Sure.
The Cavs couldn't give up three first round picks for the draft's biggest mystery for a guy who's probably going to spend more time in the G League than he is the NBA this year. So he would have been the only guy that I would have considered. AJ Griffin, I thought, was interesting, but I have some people that I talk to around draft time, Dustin, and the Cavs have people that they talk to around draft time, and some of those people intersect, and I did not hear very flattering things about AJ Griffin. So I was out on him immediately.
Well, you
but he can shoot
better than most.
Well, I don't know if
you're an expert. And you've got sources.
We don't want to throw the expert term around willy-nilly.
Oh, I'll take it.
You'll take it. I appreciate it. Of course, I'll take it.
Yeah, come on.
Duh. But I think that might be a little too much. Hey, Minnesota has regained first place in the AL Central with a two-game cushion over Cleveland. However, the Twins have been an unreliable road favorite this year, going 10-11 straight up. They're also just 20-20 coming off a win this year and lost 7 of their last 8 games following a win. For more on all of the baseball numbers, check out BetQL.com or listen to BetQL Radio anytime you want on the Odyssey app. Guardians and Twins this week. It's a big series for the Guards. What are you thinking? What are you expecting from the Guards? I think they're going to perform well. I think they're going to bounce back after the Boston thing. It's 5 games in 4 days, actually.
Oh, my goodness. I like them tonight. Who's pitching tomorrow?
I just think it's the kind of team. Let me take a look.
Yeah. See who I think Plesak's in one of the. They haven't named which game, but Plesak, I think, is in one game. And I think the.
Plesak. Yeah.
Tomorrow's Plesak.
Plesak is in one of them.
Quantrill Wednesday. Bieber Thursday. Is Thursday the doubleheader?
Tuesday.
Pilkington. Otherwise.
Connor Pilkington.
I think he's doing the.
That would make sense.
Game.
Yeah.
I think so.
That would make sense if he pitches the second one. The Guardians just seem to be the kind of team, Dustin, that when you're ready to rule them out because of certain circumstances, they find a way to prove you wrong. That's one of the things that I like about the team. They never give up. They play really, really hard. They've got a unique style, a unique approach to hitting. Terry Francona, one of the best managers in all of baseball. He's shown himself to be that. I think coming off the weekend series that they had against the Red Sox, I would expect them to perform well against Minnesota. And the other thing is the Twins just aren't the Red Sox. They're a different kind of matchup. They're a different kind of opponent. So far this year, the Guardians have shown that they can, not that they're going to, but they can have success against the Twins. They've split the season series to this point. So I'm excited about this week. I think it's a big, big week.
Do you watch every game? Or just watch when you can?
No, I watch every game. I do.
Are you a diehard?
I wouldn't call myself a diehard. I do like baseball. I'm in a fantasy baseball league that I follow pretty closely. That's part of it. I do have some Guardians on that roster.
Yeah?
I also have some Red Sox on that roster. You know, believe it or not, I have Owen Miller.
He's been good for you.
And I've been working this past week with a No Names Please. His name rhymes with Basin Boyd. I've been working with him to try and get Shane Bieber. I have not done that just yet, but I'm working with him to try and get Biebs. So that's part of the reason why
I watch. Fantasy and I do fantasy for every sport? I mean,
I
like,
do. I do. I do fantasy golf. I do fantasy baseball. I do fantasy football. I do fantasy basketball. If there was fantasy bowling, I'd be in on that too.
What if there's fantasy tennis? I think
I'm sure
be, right?
there is. There's fantasy soccer. How are you not playing fantasy tennis?
I don't know that
that's
I can find
the question.
10 people to play.
You, Andy.
I'd be playing against like 5 people.
Yeah. Who else could you get from your club? I'm sure people from your club would play fantasy tennis.
Yeah, they might. I don't know.
But I love baseball. I mean, I enjoy watching the Guardians. I think the other reason why I've really latched on to this team, Dustin, they're just fun. And I think it's fun to watch a young team come together.
Yeah, I agree.
You can latch on to Jose Ramirez and feel like he's going to be here for a long, long time. He's fun, he's exciting, and he's somebody that, as a fan, you can grow your fandom alongside. And I like teams that exceed expectations. I like teams that not a lot of people anticipate being good, and they overachieve. They're very, and I've said this before, the Guardians are very Cavsy. And part of the allure of the Cavs is that they were overachieving. They were one of the surprises in all of the NBA. A fun, young, exciting team that plays really, really hard. Nobody expected anything from them. They exceeded expectations. The Guardians have that same feel to them. So that's one of the reasons why they've captured my attention. And one of the reasons why I watch every single night. Sometimes it's just getting, on in the background, and I'm playing with Elliot or
something. Okay, fair enough.
That,
yeah, I'm a background baseball guy a lot of the time, especially if I'm just at home doing stuff around the house or whatever. Yep. But it's becoming more must-see TV, and as we
they've earned it.
Yeah, they've earned the right to be must-watch.
They've
and
earned
what
your
sucks,
attention.
What sucks is, dude, I watched like every single pitch this weekend,
and they were bad.
And like this was
you're that guy.
No. Listen, hear me out. I hadn't really been all in,
yeah,
because I got stuff going on during the week at night and things like that, so like I'll watch when I get home and I've got stuff going on, but and obviously I'm for my job, I gotta stay up on the guards and know what's going on.
Yeah, of course.
But this weekend I was like especially into the games.
Yeah, right.
And I watched, like I said, every single game, and
they were awful.
Brian Shaw,
they're
that
so
freaking
boring.
Dude, man.
they score 18 runs or 8 runs, give up 18 in the series, and you focus on Brian Shaw. That's
dude's awesome. Terrible.
216-578. I don't think you're ever going to let that down. Just get rid of him. Get him out of here. It's a weak link in the bullpen.
If you put that dude in a high leverage situation, it is guaranteed he's going to blow it. Guaranteed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.